Hello, planner people. This is Jessica McWilliams, the host of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. Behind every planner, there's a person. And behind every person, there's a story. You haven't heard me talk about seasons much on the podcast, but I'm kicking off my third year with the show and just felt like it was time for a fresh start. So you may notice some new graphics, some album covers, and some new opportunities. I went live on Patreon last night. So if you want to join me in the Planner Lifestyle crew and help run the show to make it even more awesome and keep it going, check out the link in the show notes or patreon.com/plannerlifestyle. A couple of things you can expect this season. I have four interviews coming up right in August, starting today with Rachel from Sticky Situations Co. And then following that, so beginning in September, I will have 9 weeks of an Enneagram Planner mashup. Each episode will feature two people that identify as each of the Enneagram numbers. So bringing us 1 through 9. So please, if you haven't subscribed already, make sure you do that in your favorite podcast app so you can get notifications of when new episodes drop. All right, now a little bit more about Rachel. She is a sticker shop owner and YouTuber. So today we talk about those two things, of course, everything from how to create YouTuber clickbait thumbnails to thoughts from a sticker shop owner working from home when you're not the only one working from home anymore. Rachel shares with us about her first digital course and the one huge mistake she made on launch day. Welcome to Planner Lifestyle Podcast, Rachel. It's such a pleasure to speak with you and have you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So we actually met briefly in Virginia. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Or no? Okay. I reached out to you now and I'm like, hi, I met you once. Come on my show.
No, I do remember. I can't believe it's almost been a year now, though. It doesn't seem like it's been almost a year.
Well, yeah, 2020 doesn't count because it's still April, right?
Exactly. It just, yeah.
Yeah, so we met at the Planning a Better Me retreat. You were a vendor, and I think you were there with your mom. Who was helping you on that trip?
Yeah, it was my mom.
And you have a company, Sticky Situations Co.
Yes.
Not only that, but you're a YouTube creator, sticker shop owner, now course instructor, and
yeah,
first-time home buyer. So you have a lot to unpack in today's episode, a lot to teach my audience, and I'm looking forward to digging deeper.
Yeah, I have a lot going on.
For those maybe just meeting you for the first time, I know I just mentioned some of your accomplishments, but would you give a little background on yourself? Maybe how long have you been in the planner community? What drew you here, and where can we find you online?
Okay, so my planner story, I mean, it's kind of the same as a lot of planner people. I had a planner at school and used my planner at school. But as far as like being in the planner community and using stickers and that sort of thing, I got started in 2015. And at the end of 2014, I got married and I moved 2 hours from where I was living. And I had no friends. I didn't have a job. And my husband was just like, you know what? We make enough money that you can figure out what you want to do. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to just focus on my YouTube for full time. And I was like, I need a planner. And I stumbled upon someone on YouTube using an Erin Condren. And I thought, I need that planner. I don't really remember why I was like, I have to have that one and not like a cheap one from Walmart or Target. But I just had to have the Erin Condren one. So I got it. I started using it at the beginning of 2015, and I don't even remember how I stumbled upon people using stickers in their planner, but somehow I found someone that was using stickers, and I was like, that's a really cool idea. I need to do that. So I started looking at stickers on Etsy, and you know, it can get expensive. So I was like, I can't justify spending $20 each week on stickers if I'm not working and making money. Mm-hmm. So, of course, my wonderful husband's like, let me just buy the stuff for you and you can make your own stickers. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing or how to do this, but okay. So I started making stickers, and then my family encouraged me to put it up on Etsy. They were like, just see what happens, you know, just put them up. And that's kind of like how I got involved and how my shop started. And here we are like 5 years later, and I'm still making stickers, which is crazy to me.
What was your YouTube channel about before? So it sounds like you had quite the, I don't know, why, what would you call a theme or niche before? So what was going on then?
So I got started with like makeup stuff. I was really into makeup for a while. And, you know, it's funny how like horrible life events like cause you to do something that kind of changes your life. And so in January of 2011, my grandfather passed away unexpectedly, and it hit me really, really hard. Like, he was one of my favorite people in the whole world, and I didn't know what to do with myself. So I just happened to start watching YouTube videos, and people were, you know, showing you how to put on makeup. And it was a nice escape from the horrible stuff that I was dealing with at the time. And so I got sucked into that, and I was like, hey, you know what? I want to do this for myself. So I started doing like makeup stuff. I am not a like makeup guru. You know, half the time I don't even wear makeup now.
I was going to say, you have a very fresh face. Like, when I think of you, I don't think of like, well, she's contouring for half an hour at least. Like, you're very fresh, you know, very, very vibrant from within. Which just yeah, sounds like a really like quote for like, you ugly girl. But it's not like you are. You're just a fresh face. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a while I was into makeup and I would wear it, you know, all the time. And then it was just like, you know what, why? I don't have time for this now. And so I will still wear makeup, but it's not like it was before. So I was doing makeup, and then I think the switch was really whenever I started my shop. And then I just kind of started doing lifestyle stuff, and I couldn't really figure out what I wanted to do. But then I happened to just one day, I was like, let me just film like a vlog day in my life about making stickers. And that video really, really blew up. It has almost like 200,000 views now. Ooh. And I was like, oh, okay, apparently people want to see this. So this is what we need to do now. So now my YouTube channel has transitioned into like my sticker shop stuff and just showing behind the scenes and teaching people how to do this for themselves if they want to start a shop or just make their own stickers.
And is your YouTube channel your name or your company name? Or like, where would we find you?
It's actually, it's XOXO Rachel 89, or you can also search
Sorry,
Rachel.
Sorry, don't mean
Denise.
To laugh at that. That's just so awesome. That's like, I don't know. I can just picture you like, this is going to be an awesome username. Like,
exactly. Like, I was yeah. like, what do I name this? Because like, you know, I created it so long ago that I was like, I don't know, let me just name it this thing. And then I switched it to Rachel Denise, but I think it still uses like the little XOXO Rachel 89, like whenever mm-hmm. you type it in. But you could also just search Rachel Denise and I should pop up. But
I search yeah, sticky situations call you come up to. I mean, you have okay. so much content, I think, at this point that your algorithms are tagging each other. So that's
yeah,
great.
Well,
that's great.
I also have a whole YouTube channel that's just dedicated to Sticky Situations Co. So I've like moved my planner videos over there and my new release videos and stuff like that. But I don't always have the time to dedicate to that one because the other one's like my main YouTube channel. But I do have that too. So you could search that and find me there too.
Okay. So I hadn't realized it was as compartmentalized. All right. Okay. Those must be the ones I see most often, because or I'll see like you're like, oh, I have one out or whatever, and you're like stuffing orders and envelopes and your day in the life of a sticker maker and stuff like that. So would those more be on your sticker one, and then you have more of a personal side?
No. That was actually more on my personal one because that's where I started sharing it to begin with. I don't know. It's funny because I started my shop one and I was like, this is going to be dedicated just to shop stuff. But then it somehow trickled over to my other YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But I really am trying to like kind of separate them again and have more of like shop stuff or like, I guess like, I don't want to say promoting products, but in a way like promoting products on that YouTube channel and the other one more of just like my personal life or showing you guys like behind the scenes of what I do every day. So in my mind, it like works out that I can put the day in the lives over here and I can put the planner videos over here and they're kind of separate, but they're also just kind of together. I don't know. I'm just a mess. You know, I can't decide where I want to put stuff.
Well, and that's your choice as a content creator. And you'll find, you know, if you do look at those analytics or you listen to your viewers and stuff, they'll tell you. No one's shy on the internet. They'll be like,
exactly.
What are you even doing? Why are you even here? And be like, okay, scroll on, please. But exactly. No, I get what you're saying, though. Like, kind of how you operate is on one side, your lifestyle, and your job is part of your lifestyle. And then the other one is like, and in the farmhouse kit, we have 4 full boxes that feature a boot. Okay, and flip the page. And then this one we have, you know what I mean? I can see where your lifestyle content doesn't, those maybe same people aren't going to be like, okay, I see that you changed your blue hue down 2 notches and now we have a periwinkle header. Great. You know?
Yeah.
Or some might be like, I need to know what color that is before I buy it. I want to see it all, you know? So...
Yeah, and I felt bad because I was always, like, showing my new releases, and I felt like my channel was more of, like, here, buy this, and I was like, I don't want it to seem like I'm only putting out content just so people will buy from me. So I was like, maybe it's best just put it over on that channel and have that be, like, here's my plan with Mies, here's showing how I use the stickers, and then here, buy from me. But, you know, not quite like that, but, you know, mm-hmm. just have all that content over there. And more, I don't know, more like relatable lifestyle content on my main channel.
That's awesome. Okay, I have a question for you. This is a burning deep question. Just kidding, it's not. Okay. How do you put the white line around yourself for a YouTube thumbnail? How do you do that?
I recently just discovered this. So I always use PicMonkey for my thumbnails, but mm-hmm. I recently decided to check out Canva because that's like the hot new thing, it seems mm-hmm. like. And apparently you can go in there and there's like a choice to remove the background.
Yeah.
So it just has you. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I remove the background and then I download it. I put it over in PicMonkey. And then in PicMonkey, there's an effect to like do an outline. And so mm-hmm. I've just been doing it that way. I've kind of been like, it's kind of like this little hack thing. There's probably an easier way to do it or a different way to do it, but that's just like, I just recently discovered this like not that long ago and I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, I finally figured this out.
But that's why I had to ask you because I mean, right? Like I guess I could have Googled it, but then that requires work. I want you to just tell me how to do it. I'm on Canva as well and I actually just discovered the remove background tool too. So... I've been playing around with it all week long. So then I was like, ooh, I wonder if I can have that cool outline. Like all those like big YouTubers have like bright yellow and like why? Like, you're so cute and fun and convincing and dramatic in your thumbnails. It's so cool.
you did
you got the YouTube pattern down. Like, look shocked, look angry, look confused.
It's always so weird like trying to take a thumbnail and you're like, okay. This is what the video is about. Now, how do I make people want to click on this and want to know why I'm making this face? And it's so weird. And the other day, I actually filmed a video with James, my husband, and I was like, okay, we got to make a thumbnail. And I could not get him to like be somewhat serious. So the new video that went up, he's got like this, it's ridiculous. He has like his hands in front of his face and he just looks completely goofy. And I was just like, oh my goodness, can we just like kind of be serious?
You have to contemplate something. Think about
exactly.
it. Stare off into the distance meaningfully. They have to know what is so pressing on my mind that they want to click.
Exactly. Yeah, he's funny. And then it's really funny because, you know, he'll be in my videos sometimes and all I will hear in the comments is, James is so funny. We want to see more of James. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, that's cool that you're here for James, but let's just get him his own channel. I'm kicking him off.
Oh, no, you got this whole trusty sidekick thing that really works for people because we get, you know what he does? He provides context and he provides someone for you to play off of. And it just is another layer of your viewers thinking they know you or engaging with you, you know, and the people that you know in your real life. And
yeah. I mean, he's great. I'm not really going to kick him off. The vlogs mm-hmm. are super easy because we're just being goofy like we normally are. But when it's like a sit down, I'm like, no, I've got to share my big news with people. You've got to be serious.
But you know what's – nothing's more funny than someone who is supposed to be serious but trying to hold back a laugh because then
That's
you
true.
Feel stifled too and you feel that tension of like, is he going to bust out or is he going to keep it together?
It's true. Well,
like, got the giggles sensation and yeah, for sure. Especially if the more serious you get, the funnier he gets. Yeah, like the straight, in comedy, that's like a duo, right? Like the straight man or whatever they call it now. Probably don't gender it, but the less, not to say that you're less funny.
But I am less funny. It's okay. You can say that. I know I'm not like the funny one. He's the one that brings like all the comedy to the channel because I'm just like, I don't know. I get too serious and I'm also a very anxious person. And so I tend to like overthink everything I'm doing. So I'm definitely more of the serious and he's more of like the funny, but it helps. It like actually really does help me because then I kind of loosen up a little bit. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. Like I can do this.
He sounds very supportive as a partner with you starting a sticker shop and even just doing YouTube full time. I mean, that's kind of a that's a chance in the creative endeavor, you know, self-employed creator, content creator. That's a little bit unknown. So I'm glad that you have that in your life. And look at you now, 5 years later. And it's how, like, how is this? Do you have like a 9-to-5 situation? Are you having like all the time, every time? What does your life look like as far as when you make stickers, when you make content, when you have time to breathe?
It's kind of all over the place, I feel like, but I try to like work my schedule around James's schedule. So whenever he starts work, which he's now working from home because it's 2020, it's the thing to do now. Mm-hmm. So whenever he gets up and starts working, because he's kind of officing in our bedroom, I'll be like, okay, well, I can't sleep now because he's on the phone. He's like talking on the phone and just being loud. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up and start working. And so I really, you know, work around his schedule. So a lot of times it's like from 7 to 5. Some days it's like to 6. And so I'll figure out what I need to do for the day. So like if it's a filming day, I'll try to do all of my filming in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I'll work on sticker stuff. I don't know. I need to be better about planning because here lately, it just feels like I'm all over the place. Some days I'm filming all these videos and some days I'm, you know, working on stickers. Right now I'm working on cutting a bunch of stickers for another planner event that I'm going to be a vendor at. And so I'm like, I got to get this done. It's like in 2 weeks. And then I also have my course. And so I'm filming a lot of videos for that as well. And so it just depends on the day because I don't film every day, but when I do, it's mostly like in the mornings from like 8 to like lunchtime basically. And then after that, I'll design stickers or I'll cut stickers or whatever I have to do for that day. I like to wake up and be like, okay, well, what do I want to do today? And a lot of times I will like schedule, like I have to film on this day, but I also try to give myself that flexibility where if I wake up and I'm just like, yeah, my hair is not having it today, I'm just not feeling it, then I can film a different day. And I try to like make it a little bit flexible because there are just some days where you just can't, you know, it's just like, I just can't design the stickers today or I can't film the videos today. So you have to kind of plan for that and, you know, go with the flow.
Let's talk about your stickers for a while. What would someone new to your shop expect to find if they go there? Well, like, how do you have like a elevator pitch of your style or what you offer?
I don't really have a pitch that I normally do, but
well, let's go. Let's plan one. Okay. Sticky Situations Co. offers you the best of the best.
So I would say you could find a lot of kits for vertical planners, such as like the Erin Condren, the Recollections, Happy Planner. I do a lot of weekly kits. And then I also have monthly kits for the Erin Condren planners and the Happy Planners. And then I have just like, you know, functional stuff or cute little doodle icons and just fun stuff that pretty much I feel like anyone using any type of planner could find something in my shop that would work for them. So
I like your little laptops. I bought some laptops from you and they were like open and they have little hearts where that like Apple would be for like a Mac.
Yeah.
Those are cute.
I like those. Those are cute.
I want to go to your shop. So you have a lot of different themes, though. I mean, it seems like you have a huge shop. Do you just have a lot of variety? Or are you, like, blowing up? What's happening?
I wouldn't say I'm
successful. No, I'm serious, though. It's like, whoa, this is legit.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I offer a lot of stuff because I have a lot of different ideas. Like I said, I'm kind of all over the place. My personality, and I just can't pick like one thing I want to zone in on. So I'm kind of like doing all the things. So I offer like a ton of kits because I'll just like have all these different ideas and I'll be like, this needs to be a kit. This needs to be a kit. And so I just have a lot of stuff that I offer and I don't know. I just don't know when to stop.
You had a cute one, Christmas in July. I thought that was really clever. And it looks like you're coming out with a variety more of like some actual photo realistic full box stuff and then some, you know, more traditional illustrations and stuff like that, like you might find. But
yeah, I'm really into the photo kits. I like that. And then, of course, I just love, I don't know, like I said, I'm all over the place, so I love so many different things. But I really do love all the different clip art, and there's so many talented people on Etsy. And I'm just like, man, I wish I could draw. I'm not that talented, but I can take that, what they've done, and put it into a kit and be like, okay, I like this.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun way to do it too, especially to see just how different sticker makers, you know, they might have the same artist, but they feature different highlights or, you know, parts of it and things like that. Yeah, your doodles are cute. Do you doodle them or do you just call them doodles?
I call them doodles. I don't doodle them. I get it from an Etsy shop and I can't think of her name right at the moment.
Well, you don't have to reveal your sources, do you?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, okay. I'm not like, can't share stuff. I'm like, whatever. It's on Etsy for anyone to find, really. So it's not just, you know, it's not like I hired this person and they only design stuff for me. But yeah, I wish that I could say I doodled those, but yeah, I can't take credit for that. I'm not. I've tried to draw my own stuff and I had like a little shark that I drew and I was all proud of it, but you know, that's about the only thing that I can draw. My little sister actually draws, and so she's been sending me stuff the past couple of days. So I think I'm going to feature some of her stuff in my shop coming up. But yeah, I can't draw. I tried. It doesn't work.
Oh, well, you certainly are a master with cut lines and all of that. So, you know, we can't do it all. That's fine to delegate and outsource when you may need to.
I'm
also looking, if you go to your website, stickysituationsco.com, gotta get the co.com. The courses, can you tell me about that and like how and when did you decide to kind of package up and bundle up your expertise and how you feel about that or what are you expecting from this?
It's a very new thing. Like, I actually just launched it at the end of June, and I was absolutely terrified because it's a new thing. It's out of my comfort zone. But I would say the idea came about 2 years ago, but I've put it off forever because I just didn't think I was qualified to do it. Mm-hmm. But I actually had someone reach out to me. They had seen some of my YouTube videos, and they were like, can you coach me? Like, I want to start a shop. And I was like, I mean, I don't mind sharing stuff with you, but I'm super anxious. And I was like, I don't know if I want to talk to this person all the time just because I'm scared. And like, what if I can't help them? So I ended up doing it. I ended up like having Skype sessions with this person. And she was like, you do such a great job of explaining things. And I'm really learning a lot from you. You should really think about like, you know, doing a coaching kind of business. And I was like, I don't know, that just seems like way out of my comfort zone to have to meet new people on Skype. It's just, you know, it's not that I don't like talking to people, but I definitely have social anxiety and it just would stress me out if I had to do that every single day. So my mom actually, of course, my mom suggested starting the sticker stuff and putting it on Etsy. And then she's like, well, you should do courses. She always tells me to do stuff, but it takes me like 2 years to actually do it. And she'll be like, I told you that 2 years ago, you need to do that. So she was like, you need to offer a course. You need to teach people how to do this. So I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to put it on my YouTube channel. That's where I'm comfortable. I'll just put it on my YouTube channel. So I started putting videos up on my YouTube channel about how to do stuff. But I was just finding that as much as I love sharing that on YouTube, it got to be where, like, I felt like that's the only reason people were coming to my YouTube channel. And I was like, I just want to share other things and not always have to do this on my YouTube channel. But mm-hmm. I was also like, I want to dive deeper into it, because I was sharing stuff, but it was just kind of like simple little tips here and there, or whatever. It wasn't like really diving in deep and actually helping people start up their shop. And so at the end of last year, I was seriously like, I just need to create a course. I need to create a course. I'm already putting these videos up on YouTube, so I should just create a course, dive in deeper, and really help people open their shop. I know there's a lot of people, like I see them in Facebook groups, that are always like, how do you guys start making stickers? How do you start a shop? I really want to do this. And I know the struggle of not knowing how to do something. And like, whenever I was starting out with stickers, there wasn't really anyone to show you how to design stuff and how to do this and how to do that. So I had to kind of teach myself everything, and it's not easy. So I was like, I should do a course. And I kept talking about it with my family, but then I would talk myself out of it, because I was just like, who are you? You're not qualified. Your shop's not like making $1 million every year. You know how like you have that self-doubt talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I'm not good enough to do this. And I just kept feeling like it was what I was supposed to do. You know, God like places stuff on your heart, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I'm human, so I'm like, no, God, that's not, you don't want me to do that. You try to tell God what he,
yeah.
Like, no, that's not what you want me to do.
Yeah.
But obviously God has other plans. And so I kept feeling that feeling of like, I really need to do this, but I just want to kind of ignore God and be like, nope, yeah. just not going to do this. But finally, I think it was back, I don't know, March or April, probably around the time that everything started to fall apart in the world. And I was like, okay, I really need to do this. I've talked about this long enough. I've, you know, really felt like this is what I'm supposed to do, and I just need to do it. But of course I was like, I don't even know where to get started. Like, how do you build a course? How do you do this? And thankfully my husband, James, he knows how to do all this stuff. So he's like, I got you. I'm going to set you up a website. We're going to get this all done. So thankfully he's helped me a lot, because I probably wouldn't have been able to do this without him. There's just a lot of like behind the scenes stuff, just building up the website and everything, that I'm just like, I don't know how to do this. I know how to sit down, record a video, edit it, and then put it up, but not like build a website. Like, even my sticker website, he's helped me a lot with, but also Shopify kind of makes it a little bit easier. Whereas with the course, he went with WordPress, and that's just so overwhelming to me. I'm like, I have no idea how to do this. So he helped me, we set it all up, and then we launched it at the end of June, and I'm still creating videos for it. Like, it hasn't like finished yet. It's gonna end, I think, the beginning of September. I'll be officially done with everything. And so far it seems to be going really well. People seem to be learning a lot, and hopefully it's helping them. But I'm really passionate about helping people, because I'm like, if you want to do something, you should just do it. And I mean, I'm the wrong person to preach that, because I'm like,
it in took 2 years. You should do you in 2 years when you finally remember that I told you to do this on August, what is it, 7th or whatever, when this podcast comes out. So,
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not the right. I don't wait for everything. But with the course thing, I was like, yeah, I just need to wait. I need to push that off.
Well, it seems so big, right? And it seems like, oh, well, more refined people, more not to say that you were thinking these things, but I see people out there with courses and I'm like, oh, well, they know what they're doing. Well, it's like,
yeah,
why do we feel that way? It's, they may look at us as like, here, I'm a podcaster. Here, you're a YouTuber or a sticker shop owner. People probably look at us and be like, well, I was going to say they look at us and be like, they know what they're doing. But then I stopped, because it was like, they probably like look at us and be like, oh, okay. You're all over the place. Because I'm resonating with a lot of things you're saying. But no, you've had the expertise in this area. Your course is really going to be helpful. And it's pretty reasonably priced, too. I mean, for all that you're going to end up investing anyway, with trial and error and all your time saved from trying to set all this up and teach yourself completely alone, I think we'll definitely be a great value for people who are interested in this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping that it helps, even if it could just help like one person do something, you know, follow their dreams, make stickers, then it would all be worth it. But yeah, it's been such a huge thing, and so stressful, because I'm the kind of person that, like, I want it to be perfect. These people are paying me for this information. Like, I need it to be perfect. And at the end of the day, I have to remember that we're human and it's not always going to be like this perfect launch. Like, there was a lot of stuff that went wrong the first day when it launched. And it was, I mean, it went, it, everybody was really great and nobody like yelled at me or anything, but it was just very stressful because what ended up happening is, even though James thought everything was working correctly, whenever they purchased it, it was supposed to email them their link to, you know, sign up and get everything started, and the emails didn't go out. And so, yeah, and so I was in Tennessee visiting my family, and I was actually out helping my mom. My mom and dad run a windshield repair business. And so I was out helping her with that whenever it launched, and I'm getting these emails. Well, actually, I got an email like on my personal email, and I was like, that's weird. Like, nobody else has said anything, but I, you know, I messaged the person back and I'm like, I'm looking into it. Well, then I go into my business email, and for whatever reason, the contact form on the website, it was sending all the emails to junk. So I had like 20 emails of people being like, we can't get in. What's going on? And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like calling James and I'm like, we have a problem. And he's over there like trying to work on it. And it was just, it was the craziest thing. And it all worked out well, but it just was like, oh my goodness, I look so unorganized because it just didn't work like it was supposed to, which nobody said, you know, nobody was upset about it. Everybody was super understanding, but I was just like, really? Like, this had to happen? Like, it just, it was crazy. And so it took us all day to figure out the problem. And it, apparently it was just like the plugin that he chose for whatever it was, the emails or whatever.
Confirmation or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't do what it was supposed to. So he like went with a different one after that. He's like, yeah, we're not messing with this. I don't know why it didn't do what it was supposed to. So it was crazy. So then after that, I'm like, oh my gosh, see, I shouldn't have done this. You know how like when something happens, you're just like, yep, I told you, God, like I wasn't supposed to do this. And but it all worked out. But it was just, you know, there's a lot that goes into it and a lot of stuff that can go wrong and make you look like you don't know what you're doing. So I was just like, great. Now these people are going to be like, she doesn't even know how to launch this. Why should we trust her on how to teach us how to make stickers? But thankfully, everybody was super, super sweet about it. They're like, no problem. Thank you so much for taking care of this and for, you know, working on it. And so it just goes back to communication is everything. So as long as you're like communicating with people, they're going to, you know, be understanding most of the time. So, but it's crazy. Oh, yeah.
That is a hard day. Well, and hopefully your first 20 customers in your first course are people that are probably your fans or people that have walked alongside you in this community or potential, you know, former or current clients who are buying your stickers and are seeing your creations from time in and time and know your quality, know your intent, know your heart, and just want to either support you or, you know, learn from you or whatever. And so maybe they had a little extra patience because.
But, yeah. I mean, everybody, like a lot of the people that signed up actually followed me on YouTube. And it was so funny because leading up to it, so many people were just so excited about it. And they like would ask me like, when is it going to launch? When is it going to launch? And I'm like, I'm still trying to work that out, but like, I'll let everybody know. And so, you know, I just have really supportive people watching me on YouTube, and like, it's amazing to me that these complete strangers that I don't even know, they like, one, pay attention because they'll pick up on things that I'm like, I didn't even say that. How did you know that about me? It's like, you know, and so they're so supportive. And I had people telling me like, I don't even want to start a sticker shop, but I want to support you. So I'm buying the course. And I was like, wow, like that's so amazing because the fact that you care so much about me as a person and you just want to support me, but you don't necessarily want to start a shop. Like, that's really amazing. And so thankfully, the first day, like launch day, it was all people who've been watching me on YouTube, and they were all so kind and so amazing. And so it made it a little bit easier, even though I'm over here like, oh my gosh, like this is a nightmare.
Yeah. I'd be freaking out too. Now, you had mentioned something about it being done at a certain time. Is this an evergreen course that they can just take and then run on their own? Like, let's say they're just hearing about it for the first time today.
Yeah. So if you signed up today, you could just like there's a ton of lessons already available. And then it actually says on there when the other ones will be available, like the dates and the time. Mm-hmm. And then once it's completely done, like you can purchase and just do the whole course like all in one day if you wanted to just sit there and watch me talk about stickers all day. But I really wanted to launch it all like where it was all done and ready to go and you could have all the information right when you purchase. But in order to do that, I was going to have to wait and not launch it until September. Mm. And my YouTube friends were just like, no, we want it now. We want it now. We don't care if you upload lessons like weekly. So we just want it now. We just want the information now. And whatever you can give us, that's great. And so that's kind of why I launched it that way. But originally my idea was to be like, no, here's everything all at once. And, you know, because I'm like, if you're paying all this money for a course, you want it all right now. I mean, that's, I'm like, I want it all right now. I don't want to have to wait. But everybody, like I ask them on YouTube, I'm like, okay, so if I were to launch it in June and have weekly lessons that go up, are you cool with that? Or would you rather wait until September and have everything? And pretty much everyone was like, no, launch it now, launch it now. And I'm like, okay. Like, I just got to get my bearings together. We'll launch it. But I at least have to have some of it done before I launch.
Mm-hmm. It's all about expectations too. Because I mean, have you considered, well, this is our soft launch. You know, because yeah. You kind of expect some hiccups or you kind of expect we're still filling out the course, you know, and in some ways, when you do have them all complete, you can do even, you know, a grand reopening. I mean, you'll get new people all the time coming in. And
yeah, so I kind of told like my YouTube friends, I was like, okay, this is going to be, we're in this together. We're learning together because I'm learning how to do this and you're learning how to make stickers. And I'm really depending on like feedback. And if, you know, if I put out a lesson and it's confusing and you don't understand, please let me know because I want to go back and redo it to where you guys understand. And so I haven't had anybody tell me that they don't understand something. So I guess it's all good. Everybody seems to be like, yeah, like that was a great lesson. We're learning a lot.
Yes, how exciting. I actually have another sticker related question. When it comes to your own planner, are you just stickered out?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm stickered out. I still use stickers in my planner all the time. But there are weeks where I'm like, okay, I just need a pen and paper and I just need to write it down and get it done. And so there's like lots of blank weeks in my planner. But then like earlier today, I was actually nervous about this podcast. And so I was like, I need to do something to kind of like calm me down because it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. And so I was like, let me just print and cut myself some stickers and I'm going to like memory plan last week because I didn't get to plan it out in my planner. And so I definitely still love stickers, but there is like, you know, when it comes down to like cutting someone else's order or, you know, putting stickers in my planner, I'm going to go with someone else's order to get that done. So there are weeks where I don't even get to use stickers. So I don't feel like I'm stickered out. I still absolutely love stickers, mm-hmm. but there are definitely weeks where I'm just like, okay, I just need pen and paper. We've got to get it done.
And well, when you say pen and paper, are you grabbing a separate notebook and just like to-do listing and jotting down some dates? Or will you then go in to your current planner and just write on it in pen and then flip the page and maybe the next week is full boxes and all that kind of stuff?
So typical planner girl, I have like several different planners. So I have the Erin Condren, the Daily Duo. And so I've been using that as just like strictly like pen and writing stuff down and making to-do lists than that. And then I have, you know, my regular Erin Condren vertical where I can like memory plan or put the stickers in. And so, yeah, I'm just using the Erin Condren Daily Duo for my list. But before mm-hmm. that came out, I was actually just using a notebook and I would like write down every single thing I had to do. Like it wasn't even just like sticker stuff. I'd be like, okay, I got to read my Bible. I've got to take my vitamins. I've got to work out. And I would write down every single thing that I had to do. And it's just so satisfying to be able to cross it off and at the end of the day, look at and see everything that you've accomplished. So I still do like the lists every day, but then sometimes I'm like, okay, I need to have it in my planner with the stickers if I have time. Mm-hmm. But definitely, you know, I'm kind of in multiple planners, but I feel like that's the norm for planner people, right? I mean, we all have several planners.
Yeah, if not that and a notepad, there's usually some accessory. I know some ride or die one planner people. They're like, this is it. I could not handle it. My brain does not allow for this business going back and forth and all of that. So there's definitely a heavy contingency of that. But I think in general, because we want to try something or we kind of just keep pining after something or we think something else is going to solve our problems, we tend to collect. Yeah. And I actually just put together a piece of written content, which I know is just out of the usual for this podcaster, but since I started a Patreon, I wanted all of the members who support me there to have a piece of exclusive content. So it's a 12-page packet, basically, but it's called How to Find Planner Peace, the Ultimate Guided Reflection Tool. So it's definitely something that you have to put work into. It's not like a secret formula that is a one-size-fits-all. It's more of a guided journal. And taking my experience over the last 2 years of asking tough questions in an easy but yet challenging way. So you can find that on Patreon now if you become a member.
That's awesome. I need to check that out because I don't have planner peace. I like jump around. And I think it's hard too when you're a shop owner because you have to know like the latest and greatest and you're constantly trying to make different stickers for different planners. And so you like buy all these different planners and then you're like, well, I need to use them because I bought them. And so you kind of just jump around and you're like, well, now I don't know what I'm doing, you know? I don't know. I don't know if planner peace actually exists for shop owners.
I've often envied shop owners because I'm like, you can write all of this off on your taxes. Like, that is amazing. These are like prototypes or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's fun and you get to try a lot of new stuff. But then at the same time, I'm definitely one of those people that like, I feel bad like wasting it because I'm like, well, there's no way I can plan in like 50 different planners every single day, you know? And so I feel like there's so much waste. But at the same time, it's like, but you have to get it because sometimes sizes change year to year and you have to like stay up on that and make sure that you are making the changes along with it. But yeah, sometimes I get annoyed by it because I'm like, oh, I feel like I have too many planners and I don't need to buy this, but I kind of do because I make stickers for it. And so it's, you know, it's like good but bad at the same time.
Well, you could do, I mean, it's kind of an extra chore and errand to figure out, but you could do like a, you know, once you set it all up and measure it and stuff, I suppose you could do a giveaway.
That's true. I had actually never really thought of that, but that's actually a really good idea because I have planners that like don't have anything in them because I haven't, you know, I bought the stickers and I just made sure, okay, yeah, the sizes are correct, but I didn't even put stickers in it. So I'm like, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have an email list? Are you into that? Because some people into the course creation, like these business gurus, I'm getting ads for them on Instagram all the time. Like,
oh, I see those like ads on Instagram all the time. I have an email list, but it's only for my like sticker shop stuff. So if you purchase stickers from me, you can sign up to be part of the email list and then you know when like new stuff goes up. But I actually don't have one for my course yet because I'm just trying, like I launched it and then I'm like, okay, I need to like get it together before I really advertise it. So everybody that signed up has literally only found it through my YouTube basically, or if they've gone on to my website and were like, what's this, you know? So I think that one day I'll get that set up and figure all that out. But yeah, I've seen so many ads for create the email list and do this and do that.
That's what got me started in making my guide. But then I really love to write and I really do have a lot of experience asking people about their planner piece, whether they love it or hate it or what it means to them. So I was like, I actually know about this stuff. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll do it for an email sign up. Like people like printables or well, they do until they're like, this is annoying. Unsubscribe, you know. but then I was like, why don't I just head to Patreon and then every member can just get one and call it a day. But not to say that I won't ever pursue an email list, but I feel really pressured by the boss entrepreneur creative like algorithm triangle I'm stuck in for advertising. Yeah. Okay, okay. I feel like I need to do more all the time. I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Like, definitely how different people react to life circumstance, right? Like with the quarantine and shelter in place, work from home. It's like some people are like, well, finally time to learn 6 foreign languages and start a company. And then some of us were like, I found TikTok, so just pour the Prosecco, you know, and call it good. I'm a little of both. I started writing a book at one point. Because I was like, I'm going to write a fiction middle grade novel. And it's still totally on my heart to do. And these characters haven't died in my mind at all. But it totally was like a, how do I survive COVID? I mean, not getting it. I didn't have it, but you know what I mean? And it's like, I think I'm going to escape it all and write a story of my own. And so that was going to be my big thing during shelter in place. But really, like you said, how you said, I'm all over the place. It is hard, I think, as a creative or an entrepreneurial spirit. Or you mentioned you might be an Enneagram 4, which my Enneagram series is coming up in September, listeners. So come back for that. And I'm a 4 as well. And we can be very, we can be the dreamers. And we need to express. We need to stand out. We need to be different. We need to do and make. And I think definitely that was just one of those ways that I was able to express that and kind of cope with the difficulties of the whole world and focus in on that.
Yeah, it's definitely been a weird year. Hopefully we get back to a somewhat normal kind of, I don't know, life soon, because it's crazy.
Yeah, well, now your husband being home all the time and what did you say? He's officing from the bedroom. I thought that was very cool.
Officing. Yeah, he's officing. So I had this little desk set up and it was like my background for my YouTube videos. So I would film those in the bedroom, but then have my whole office space to do stickers. And I don't like, that's just how my mind works. I'm like, it has to be separate spaces. I can't have, you know, I can't be filming my YouTube videos in my office unless it's, you know, a day in the life video where I'm showing that. And so I had this little table set up for the background for my like sit down YouTube videos. And I was trying to look all like, I don't know, professional and nice. And then of course everything happened and he was like, okay, I have to work from home now. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is like a dream come true. I love having him home, but I'm like, but you're taking up my filming space. Like you're in my way. And so in the very beginning, I would make him like, if I was going to film my videos, I'd be like, you need to move all your stuff into my office. There's another table on the other side of my office. You can do that. And I'm going to go film. And then when I'm done filming, you're going to have to go back in there because I need to cut stickers and you're going to be on the phone. And so I felt bad for him. I would make him flip flop. And he's just so great about it. He's like, yeah, whatever, no problem. But I'm like, this is kind of a pain. So.
Yes. Congratulations. That was big news you announced this week on your YouTube channel and definitely clickbait worthy outline art on that news or what did it say? Something like what we have to share. It's awesome. Big announcement. Yeah. I bet people are like, Ira, so are you expecting?
It was funny because in one of the videos that came out before this one, I was like, just so you guys know, I'm not having a baby. We are definitely like team no babies. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, we just don't want kids. And so I was like, just so you know, that's not the big exciting news. But it was so funny because literally everyone guessed that we were buying a house. And I'm like, how did you guys pick up on that? I've not really said anything. I've not really mentioned it. But it's crazy because people, like, they pay attention to every little detail whenever you share your life online. And so they had somehow picked up on the fact that, like, we're buying a house. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's cool that you know everything about me. I'm like, I feel like you guys have cameras on me because so at, like everybody was like, you're getting a house. That's your exciting news. And I'm just like, well, this was no fun. Like everybody knew about it before we even shared it.
Well, it's sort of like life so steps maybe, or had you been like, I just don't think we have enough space here. Oh, well. And like move on or something like in a previous video or like, it sure be nice to have a yard. Never mind. Move on. Like, it's just slowly trickling your disdain.
I mean, yeah, I probably have mentioned stuff or said stuff without even realizing it. But I was surprised because I've always said like, well, we're not going to buy a house until we can move out of North Carolina because I actually really do not like living here. And so I'm like, we need to move to Tennessee. That's where my family's at. My parents and my sister live over there. And so I'm like, we need to move to Tennessee. I want to be close to them. And so I thought for sure they would either guess that we were moving to Tennessee, or they would have guessed something else, because they would have known, like, oh, you're not going to buy a house. But it's crazy. 2020 is making you do crazy things, because I was like, all of a sudden, when everybody's home in the apartment and you can't, like, work out in the morning because you're afraid you're going to make your downstairs neighbors mad because they're home working, you know, you're like, okay, we need to get a house. Like, I can't stay in this little apartment. And our apartment's not even, like, I mean, it's fine. It's enough space for us. But I'm just like, it felt like the walls were closing in because everybody's home all the time now. And so I was like, you know, it'd be really nice to, like, have a house and a backyard. I can just go sit outside and not have to, you know, deal with the neighbors around me, but just, like, have my own little space. And so, yeah, so that's kind of what drove that decision to be like, okay, it's actually time to get a house now. It's time to stop doing the whole, let's just move to a different apartment when I get bored here kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
So to be clear, are you moving closer to family, or are you staying and just getting home?
No, we're staying in the area that we are now, just because my husband's job, like, you know, he loves his job. And I feel like when the time is right, the opportunity will open up in Tennessee and then we can move. So it's not, it's just like, it just hasn't happened yet. So I know that one day it will, and I just have to be patient, but I'm not a patient person. I'm like, okay, God, like, I want you to open the door right now. Mm-hmm. And God works on his own time. So it's not my time, it's his, but I know that one day eventually we'll get to hopefully be closer to my family. Right now we're close to my husband's family. Like, they live right across the street basically. And so that's nice, because we still have family here, but I'm like, yeah, I don't really have anyone other than his family. I don't have, you know, none of my family lives here. I have family up in Missouri, because that's where I'm from. And then my parents live in Tennessee. So I feel like I'm just kind of all alone over here in a way. Mm. So I'm like, I just want to move closer to my parents.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing quite like your own folks, you know. I mean, depending on how all the relationship dynamics play out, you know, in your extended in-law family. See, here, in-laws came up. See? You never know.
And they'll probably listen to this, because I told them that I was doing this. So I was like, please pray for me. I'm so nervous. And so I'm sure that they're going to be like, okay, where is it? Like, we want to hear it. So, you know, shout out to them, because I'm sure that they're going to be listening. They're so funny. They, like, watch my YouTube videos all the time, and they're just very supportive. I love them, but I'm also just like, you know, there's nothing like having your own parents, you know, around. And so I'm like, I just kind of want to move. And I love Tennessee. I've lived there before and I just love it. And so I'm like, I just want to move there. I've never really been a huge fan of North Carolina. Like, it's okay. And the people are really nice, but it's just, you know how you have those, like, this is just not home. It's just not, I don't connect well with it, I guess. And so at some point I hope to move to Tennessee, but in the meantime, I mean, like I said, I have amazing in-laws. I have to say that, because they're probably listening. No, I'm just kidding. But
hi, James's parents, how are you?
But no, they really are amazing, and so we get along really well. So it's fine living here, because we have people. And you know, I do feel like if I need something, I can call them up and be like, help, you know.
You're not escaping them. You're like, I need to get across the border.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, buying a house, what a huge endeavor. Have you, like, what process are you in? Are you looking? Have you signed a contract? What, are you moving tomorrow? Or, like, what's all going on?
So we're just – now it's just kind of a waiting game. We close on August 28th, and we actually would have been closing probably this Friday, but the people who have the house now, they're building a house, and their house isn't going to be ready until the end of August, and so they ask if we could just push it out to that day. Otherwise, we would be, like, moving this weekend. But so, yeah, it's just kind of a waiting game now. It's just like, okay, waiting for time to pass, and, you know, then we can move.
And you have to pack your entire sticker shop. Cause
I know.
Have you always been in your location since you started?
No, I wish I could say that I had. But no, I kind of have this problem where I like to move around. I get bored really easily. So I'm like, I need a new space. And so we've lived in a couple different apartments in the last 5 years. And we've been in this one for about 2 years now. So we don't move around like every year, but it kind of seems that way sometimes. I'm like, okay, I'm bored of this place. I need a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm. So you've packed up the shop before, but maybe you've added quite a few machines or something in the last 2 years, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I've added a lot of equipment. So it's definitely going to be interesting. But also, our last move, we were literally in the same building, but we were downstairs on the first floor. So when we moved, we basically just threw stuff in boxes and like hauled it up the stairs. So this one's going to be, you know, a bigger move where we actually have to like pack and, you know, put everything in boxes and all of that. So it's going to be interesting. I enjoy moving, but at the same time, I'm like, oh man, I hate the packing and I like the organizing once I get there, but the packing stuff up and the, you know, moving it and stuff is not fun. So it'll be interesting, but I think I'm going to close my shop or like put it on vacation mode for just that week because my parents are actually coming into town to help us move. And obviously James's family is going to be here to help us. And so I just kind of want to be able to like, one, have that time with family and not worry that, oh my gosh, I've got like so many orders. But also, you know, I just want to, if I were to move something and then try to set it back up and it doesn't work, I like to have the freedom to fix that before I'm like, hey, buy stickers, but I can't get them to you because my equipment's not working.
Yeah. I actually have no power at this location, so we got to call the electric company or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I definitely think I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And I really feel like I kind of need it because I have not taken a break at all this year because, I mean, nobody can really go anywhere, do anything. And so I've just been over here working and I'm like, man, I'm kind of feeling a little tired. Like I want to have a vacation. So I think it'll be good for me. I was supposed to have a vacation in May. We were actually going to go on a Hawaiian cruise. And of course that got canceled, which is just, it was so heartbreaking. And I know there's so many other things going on in 2020 that like, it's such a small thing, but I was just like, oh man, we've been planning for this for 2 years. And it just like, we were so close because it was going to happen at the beginning of May. And it was just like April hit, well, the middle of March, beginning of April. And it was just like, okay, it's canceled. You can't go anywhere. And I'm like, So, and then we rescheduled. We were going to do a Panama Canal cruise in November, but everything's so up in the air that I'm just like, yeah, I'm just preparing myself that that's not going to happen this year because it just doesn't look like that's the plan this year.
Yeah, or if there's like a resurgence and then you get like they won't let you back in or they won't let you stay there. So then you're like in limbo. You're just staying in the airport until you are clear or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just like, So yeah, I'll take like a little vacation of moving to a house. That's my vacation. But hey, like I'm excited about it and, you know, it could be so much worse. So I'm excited that I get a little bit of a break, get to hang out with my family, and I also get, you know, a little bit of a bigger space and I don't have to.
Setting up a shop, that sounds fun, organize and see if how it all fits in differently. And
I'm really excited about it.
Have you planned out, like, are you someone who will, like, plan out in your mind or, like, on a little graph paper or maybe an app that, like, the furniture that you know you have in your office now for your sticker shop, do you know where it's going to go?
Oh, yeah. Like, I keep looking at the pictures of the house and I'm like, okay, this desk is going to go here and my computer and my machines are going to go here. And, like, this is going to, like, I'm planning out the whole house. I'm like, this is where this is going to go. And so, yeah, I've definitely been trying to figure that out. And of course, I'm sure it'll switch once I get there and I'll be like, oh, well, actually, it looks better on that wall and not this one. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm trying to plan it out in my head.
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
So
will we be seeing any like little mover boxes, functional doodles? Or maybe you already have that. I don't know. I'm trying to pull this up.
I actually don't have that. I was planning on doing it for a $2 Tuesday. I think last week I was going to try to do that and I just didn't get around to it. So I'm definitely going to be bringing them to the shop. I don't know exactly when, hopefully sometime this month. But yeah, I definitely want to bring moving stickers because I'm going to need them for my planner. Mm-hmm.
Your grocery bags are cute too. That's another one I think I bought from you. Oh, and your flat lay little computer
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Desk, that's cute. And see, you have a planner one like that too. So, yeah, I can definitely see like that style, but like a little moving box. How cute.
Yeah. Yep. Moving stickers coming soon.
Okay. Stay tuned. How do you decide what goes on $2 Tuesday?
Yeah. So like all of the little doodle stickers or the script type stickers, I just make those $2 Tuesdays because they're a little bit smaller. So I'm like, okay, these are perfect for $2 Tuesdays. And so then I will just create them specifically for that. But then once $2 Tuesday is over, they just stay in the shop. And yeah, but like Fridays are like my bigger like kits and stuff like that gets released on Fridays. But the like single sheets, the little like doodles and stuff, those are all always like released for $2 Tuesday.
Or you mentioned that you were going to be a vendor somewhere. Where is even meeting? What's even happening?
It is the Planner Power Savannah event in Savannah, Georgia. August 22nd, I think that's the Saturday. So my shop will be vending there. I actually won't be at the event. My mom and my sister are actually going to do it because it's required to wear masks, which like no problem, but I do have some medical reasons for not wearing one and I didn't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out just for the safety and comfort of everyone. And my mom and my sister were like, they were already going to be there because we're kind of taking like a mini trip to the beach as a family since all of our vacations have been canceled. And so they were already going to be there and they were like, you know what? We'll take care of it for you. Like we've got this. And so they're actually going to be at the event vending for me. So it's kind of sad. I'm like, I wish I could be there, but I also want to be respectful. I know like a lot of people are scared. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but I just can't wear a mask for 10 hours straight. So I was like, probably not a good idea for me to do that. So thankfully the people running the event were super, super kind about it and just really, really helpful. But you know, 2020 things.
I'm just happy to hear that people are even trying, you know, attempting to, you know, obviously do it within some guidelines, it sounds like, but to even give it a go. Yeah.
I was really excited because everything else that I had set up for this year got canceled. And so it was exciting that like at least one planner event was happening because I was like, oh my goodness, like everything's just getting canceled. And, you know, I understand there's a lot going on, but it's just like, oh man, I wish we could just kind of have somewhat normal stuff going on here and not have to cancel everything. So it was exciting, but they had to like cut the attendance in half. And, you know, there are those rules of like wearing a mask and, you know, sitting 6 feet apart and all of that, which is understandable. And at least they're allowing it to happen. So I'm like, okay, you know, as long as we can still get together like in some way.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rachel, thanks for coming on the show. It's so amazing that you can fit so much into one day. Good luck on your move. And thanks so much for sharing your story with the Planner Lifestyle audience.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun getting to chit chat about stuff.
Yeah, it was nice to reconnect with you, just basically meeting you over a table at an event almost a year ago and now connecting more here. So thanks for agreeing. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. Come back next week to hear from Cynthia from Cynthia Plans as we celebrate National Prosecco Day, as she is the author and owner of the website ProseccoAndPlanners.com. See you then.